spake unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil olive, beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually in the tabernacle of the congregation. And it shall be a statute forever in your generations.
The eternal light. The National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations make free time available to present The Eternal Light, a program which comes to you under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Today's program, The Lot of Esther, was written by Peter Lyon.
Bimei Achashverosh, Hu Achashverosh, Hamoleich Mehodu Viatku.
Now it came to pass in the days of Ahasuerus, Ahasuerus who reigned from India even unto Ethiopia, over 127 provinces, that the wrath of the king was stirred against his queen Vashti, so that he put her away from him, that he should never see her again. Then said the king's servant that ministered unto him,
Let there be fair young maidens sought for the king, and let the maiden which pleaseth the king be queen instead of Vashti.
And the thing pleased the king, and he did so.
Bishnas sholosh leimolecho, osom ishte, לכל שרוב ועבודו
חיל. Now in Shushan, there was a man whose name was Mordecai, who'd been carried away from Jerusalem with the captivity. And he brought up his uncle's daughter, who was called Esther, for she had neither father nor mother. And the maid was fair and beautiful.
Yomim rabim, shmonim umeyas yom, udim lo.
So it came to pass, when the king's commandment was heard, and when many maidens were gathered together unto the palace, that the king loved Esther above all the women, and she obtained grace and favor in his sight more than all the maidens, so that he set the royal crown upon her head, and made her queen instead of Vashti.
It's understood what you're to do.
It's clear enough.
To watch and listen. Softly speak and sweetly smile. Do just as you were bid. And so to make yourself the one most trusted of her court.
She knows who sends me to her service?
What could she know? She only knows that she's the queen and why. Who yesterday was dirt-bound, wretched in some stinking hut beyond the palace wall. What could she know, save what she sees? Her painted likeness, image in her frosted glass.
I've never seen her.
No?
Is she...
I'll let you judge her beauty, Fratagina, for yourself. Report to me on every 15th day.
But if there's nothing to report...
Come anyway. To tell the truth, I doubt there's anything to find. I doubt she's more than just a girl with glowing cheeks and smiling eyes. I doubt she's in our way. But still, I doubt.
Oh, Fratagina, where are you bound?
Where else but to the queen?
Then I'll go too.
But, yes, you know the law. That none shall enter Esther's chamber save her king Ahasuerus and her maids in waiting.
Oh, Lord.
But, Fratagina.
I'm teasing, dear. Come along. The truth is, I'm to join you in her service.
You swear it's true? You swear by Ishtar?
My gods are Greek. I swear by Zeus. I believe you, but what a fright you gave me. It's not 3 days since King Ahasuerus found a favorite beyond that door. She'd come to look on Esther.
To satisfy herself what beauty was it caught the fancy of the king?
That's right. And he had her lips and nose and ears and tongue cut off.
No, no, forget her.
What I'd know is, has this Esther all the grace and beauty men ascribe to her? This way. We turn here.
Who goes?
Go back to sleep, soldier. We serve the queen. Through here and follow me, Fratagina.
My question, Tia.
She's in the garden. Through that archway. Look yourself.
Come with me.
Where? See? By the pool. Her hand in the water. Yes, you see? She's very fair. You'll see when you approach her. Her skin as soft as the rolling water of summer. Her body as lithe as a branch of olive. Her eyes are almonds. And her hair the color of the flaming sunset.
She knows these things. How could she not? She is very fortunate.
This, too, she knows.
And this was in the 7th year of the reign of the king Ahasuerus. And he lavished gifts upon his queen, Esther. And from his house there were 7 maidens to wait upon her.
Our gracious lady is happy.
Oh, yes. The musician plays very well indeed.
Gracious lady, surely there is more than the music to make you happy. Surely as well you rejoice because you are the most beautiful of all living women.
Oh, come, Fratagina.
And the queen and consort of the mightiest emperor in the world.
I am very fortunate.
Our gracious lady is modest. Too modest, dear. Come now, reflect upon it. She takes her modesty from a false source.
How do you mean, Fratagina?
Is it not true, gracious lady, that when you say you are fortunate, you are reflecting on how a few short months ago you were in poverty, living among the exiles outside the palace?
Yes.
But if you had reflected, surely you would have recognized that you must of necessity be of royal blood.
You talk in riddles, Fratagina.
Our king is witness by his choice that you are the fairest lady in the land.
Well, he...
Such beauty, to be understood, must be related to its source. Tia, you'll agree that beauty like our queen's argues her royal birth.
I've always known 'twas so.
Oh, please. Your arrows, Mr. Mark, so wise.
Why, then?
It's true, milady. I've always sworn you were born a princess of the blood. How else explain your divine features, the gentleness of your appearance?
But this is foolishness. My people...
Your people? But surely I recall our gracious lady telling us she had no father nor mother in the home where she was raised.
That's true enough.
And surely she has heard 20 times the tales of how at birth young princelings and their sisters were stolen from their cribs by enemies of their royal sires.
Certainly such accounts have been recorded.
How is it possible, think you, dear, that our lady could insist against the evidence in her glass that she is kin to poor and wretched folk who pine in thraldom 300 miles from home?
The hand of the gods is here, gracious lady. They've contrived to give you a royal present and future, who have a royal past.
It would be an intriguing story if it were true.
If, gracious lady.
But there are 16 years of memory that argue with you.
Tia, hand me our lady's mirror. You could call on the palace scribes, my lady. Set them to seeking out the truth. What royal family you were snatched away from and why. Satisfy yourself for once and all as to your real blood.
Here, my lady. Take this. Look.
I know my face.
Has my lady ever seen a slave could boast such purity of profile? Did she ever see a commoner with hair so fine and heavy that your neck gives with the burden? Is it possible you can look upon this likeness and then deny your birth was royal?
This talk upsets me strangely.
We are beckoning the memories of so long ago you have forgotten.
Make way for the king!
It is my lord. Tia, Fratagina, be gone and take the musician with you.
We leave, gracious lady.
At your word, my lady.
Esther, you are here.
Here, my lord.
You do me honor with your visit.
A merchant's caravan is here from the east. Spices, ivory, gold, and...
Oh, they're beautiful.
You see the lights deep inside them?
The color. What are they called?
Rubies. As red as the blood was spilled to get them, I'll wager.
Rubies?
They're yours. I'm giving them to my workmen to have them set in filigree. You'll wear them next month at the banquet.
My lord is too kind.
I'll show my princess what beauty is, eh? And how to deck it out.
Oh, my lord is in fine humor today.
Here, here now. If you think to ask some favor, remember this day has already brought you two hands full of rubies.
Well, I...
What is it, then?
If I find favor in my lord's eyes, I would remind him he has promised long before this to escort me on a tour of his kingdom.
Esther, I told you before.
So long I am my lord's queen, and not to see the lands he holds in sway.
This must wait on...
Nor has my lord seen fit to note that I have dressed my hair today in the new fashion he spoke of.
Your hair is very wonderful to behold. Like an endless river through the meadows.
So we will travel through the kingdom.
There was a queen called Vashti who thought her woman's beauty was enough to twist me this way and that.
I ask my lord's pardon if I have sued too earnestly for what he promised.
I promised and I'll do it, but I'll say when. Come now, let me see your smile. That's better.
My lord is busy with the court's affairs.
I am, and that's why there'll be no tour for yet a while.
And the nature of the pressing business?
No concern of yours. Some plans have been made. I'll make 10,000 silver talents if all goes well.
May your gods look kindly on the venture.
My gods? Surely yours as well?
My lord?
Whence come you? Who are your kinfolk? Who your family and your people?
My ladies, just before you came, were telling me that I am royal born.
To see your face, I'd credit that.
I never knew my father or my mother.
Perhaps
you could inquire among your palace scribes to ask if they would search the records of the kingly families hereabouts to find if what my lady says is truth.
I'll see straightway to it.
My lord is leaving?
The business waits, I told you of. I'll send for you as soon as I may.
My heart stands still till your return.
Gracious lady.
Where's Tia?
She had some business which has taken her away, gracious lady. Can I serve you?
She's such a gossip, Tia. Always knows exactly what's afoot around the palace.
My lady is curious. Gossip never chooses where it goes. Perhaps the tale you seek has come to me.
The king spoke of some big business in the court. He spoke of how he'll win 10,000 silver talents if his guards are good.
Some big business? Not the feast that's planned?
No. Oh, you've guessed it?
You give it far too much import, my lady. Yes, I think I know the business he'd in mind.
So then?
My lord the vizier to the king...
Haman?
...has won the king's consent to have all Jews destroyed.
Destroyed?
And Haman's right. These folk have divers laws and worship not the Persian gods and stir up trouble with the people.
It's true. They have but their one god.
A stubborn people. They'll not perform devotions to any others. I'm Greek, but here am I in Persia. And so my gods are theirs, and that's the end of that.
And so they'll all be killed?
And 10,000 silver talents in the coffers of the king the day the work is done. That's Haman's promise.
Oh? And Haman vows he'll give my king 10,000 silver talents if...
If Haman is allowed to kill the Jews.
But... And if it's true, what's this to me?
To you? Why, then, it's nothing, gracious lady.
I've known some of these Jews...
There were some lived near you, long ago.
Near me, yes.
My lady's tender heart should not be grieved by this decree.
How soon will this be done?
I understand the plan is all complete. The edict drawn and published all throughout the land to take effect in 2 months' time.
2 months' time?
So if my lady mourns for those she knew in years gone by, well, then she can console herself, if just she will.
Yes.
Remember, she's a princess of the blood. For whom the present and the future only live. For whom there is no past, save that which may be searched and found by Ahasuerus' scribes.
It's true that I've the present and the future.
Yes.
It's true my past is...
Yes.
Not important now. A thing apart, shadowed past the hill of bygone days.
Yes, my lady.
So then some wretched poor are killed, and that's an end of it.
The future is all that counts for me. Would my lady like me to sing for her? I'll fetch the harpist. Yes. Sing a gay song, Fatigina.
I'll be right back, my lady.
And Fatigina?
Yes?
Bring a scarf when you come back. The evening has grown cold.
And Mordecai, cousin to Esther, took a copy of the writing of the decree that was given at Shushan to destroy the Jews, and gave it unto a messenger, and dispatched him to the palace, to seek an audience with the queen, Esther, as he might be able to. And the messenger disguised himself, and came unto Esther.
You come from whom?
Your cousin Mordecai, who gave me this paper to give to you.
You know that any found in my apartments is surely put to death?
The writing which I gave to you decrees the same for me in any case.
You are of the Jewish faith?
As are you.
Here I am queen, and therefore I have no ties to any single folk.
No ties?
No ties, save what I will shall happen in the years to come.
Your cousin Mordecai...
Nor am I sure that he is kin of mine. I had no father nor a mother. It's true he raised me from a child, but who's to know from whence I came?
None but yourself, and not a voice will speak except your conscience.
So here's this writing, the sense of which I knew already. And what then?
Your cousin Mordecai would have me ask you if you'll go and see the king. Beseech the king that he'll rescind this order. Use what influence you have with him to...
Yes?
If you know the sense of the decree, why then what Mordecai would have you do is plain enough.
Tell Mordecai for me. Tell him what he doesn't know. That none may seek to see the king, except the king has bidden her to come. Except on peril of her life. You understand?
But...
If any seek to see the king and he has not invited them to come, why then, as like as not, he'll have them killed. Do you hear? I've seen it done with my own eyes. Tell him that.
Your queen...
And so was Vashti. But he cut her head off when she disobeyed his bidding.
Your cousin Mordecai, who was your father and your mother, sends to ask your help for all his people and all yours.
I do not recognize that they are mine. I recognize that mine is royal blood, that I am queen, and so propose to be for years to come.
So that your answer is one word, no.
The order has been issued, nor is it my concern. If Mordecai would escape the sense of the decree, he can deny his birth.
I'll tell him what you said.
Yes, yes, go on.
So then, disguised, he came and entered to her chamber.
Yes?
They spoke too low for me to hear what words they used, but...
What?
There's only my suspicion.
Say on.
He left with her a copy of the decree which you had published. It's my belief that she refused his suit, for when he left, his face was long and sad.
Why should he risk his life to visit her?
That's for conjecture. As is also...
What?
Whether he or one of his will try again.
You think they will?
If this time they have failed, what can they lose by trying once again?
Keep a ceaseless watch. And if first you see them try again, at once you fly to me. The rest, I'll manage.
And Mordecai, who was cousin to Esther, sent again a messenger and dispatched him to the palace to seek an audience with the queen. And once again the messenger disguised himself and came unto Esther.
You are mad to come a second time.
Your cousin Mordecai...
Besides the risk you run yourself, you put me in the gravest danger. Why should I not call out the guard? Have you hanged for your temerity?
As you will, Esther.
And now you would be familiar? Don't forget I'm queen.
To me, you're what I called to mind for years ago. A fair-haired girl who laughed and sported and danced in the sunlight of childhood. Who loved her kinfolk as herself and treasured all the things that we hold dear.
Kinfolk?
A child who grew to be a fair young girl. And learned with us the wisdom taught by Almighty God. That every man is kin to any other and every man deserves the love of every other.
Now's no time for long talk.
And we who knew you and loved you shared your honors with you. For we recall the wisdom of our prophets that one man's joy and one man's sorrow, too, are shared by all his brothers.
I've had enough.
One word more, and then I'll go. And this I say out of sadness. Esther?
Yes?
You can deny us. Your way is easy. To take our part is to seek danger. To refuse is to ensure yourself the richest, brightest dream that any woman ever had. Queen, empress of the greatest land in all the world. But remember, when you refuse yourself as well. And you will die, although you think you shall be living.
And now you're done?
Yes. And now I've... I'm discovered.
I warned you.
Goodbye.
Where is he? Here?
A man, dressed to appear a woman. He's just...
And here is how we deal with such...
No, no!
Ah! Man dressed as woman. Or man enough to fight to defend himself.
Oh, Haman, you act so swiftly. One cut and here the interloper lies.
It's strange. Our queen put up no outcry when he came.
Well, you see, I...
You were just about to, Highness?
Yes. That's so. And I need not say how grateful I am that you were near to take command.
Ho there, guards! A body here to throw to the jackals! I judge this man met his end ahead of the date originally set.
What do you mean?
He's of the faith that serves one god, and now he's dead. As will happen to every last one in all of Persia before 2 months are up. Every one, Highness.
Haman, I commend you your dispatch in bringing succor to ourselves. You may withdraw.
So quickly, Highness?
Our reward we'll grant before this week is out.
And has your servant won the right to nominate the reward closest to his heart? To see you soon again?
He has. And shows it in his eyes.
Gracious lady, you are both beautiful and wise.
Tia, Tia. Are you sure that none can listen?
There's no one in your harem but ourselves, Highness. And your lady, Fratagina.
Fratagina, where is she? I fear her most of all.
Fear Fratagina? Highness.
Oh, Tia, can I trust you? Can I tell you what I'm thinking?
Highness, I... Why, of course you can.
Without you, I am alone. And even you. I put a question straight. But you must pause before you answer.
Highness, let me speak. I am a slave, your servant, who knows that if your king had not seen you...
You might be in my place.
I've spoke you fairer and more truly than any other of your ladies would.
I believe you. Tia.
Highness.
I must trust you. This edict of my king...
That Haman shall destroy the Jews and so pay in his coffers 20,000 silver talents.
It's 20, I heard 10. No matter. I go to seek my lord and tell him he must... Stop the slaughter,
Highness. But none may seek our swears. You know that, unless he bids them come.
I know. But I must go, regardless.
Then why?
Tia, you and Fratagina, not so long ago.
Yes.
No, I'll ask you speak but for yourself. Forget the part that Fratagina played. Why did you tell me that I was born of royal blood? Why did you contrive for me the past, the ties I had with all I love?
Highness.
Yes.
A maid-in-waiting speaks so and so and so to her queen.
Thank you, Tia.
I'll not ask pardon, Highness. But I must implore you, dismiss this notion that you'll go to our swearers. No matter what your past, Highness, if you should fail, you'll have no present and no future.
And this is what I've learned, my Tia, in the last hour. I can have no present and no future unless I hold my past in both my hungry arms and pray to God that he'll forgive the time I took to find it out.
But, Highness...
I am only what I was, and cannot be without it. Dress me, Tia. I go to seek an audience with my lord.
Tia, Mordechai, I would
And when Esther came before the king, he commanded by letters that Haman's wicked device, which he had devised against the Jews, should return upon his own head, and that Haman should be hanged on the gallows, and that these days should be remembered and kept throughout every generation, every family, every province, and every city, and that these days of Purim should not fail from among the Jews, nor the memorial of them perish from their seed.
If you would like a copy of today's script, please send your name and address with 10 cents to cover the cost of postage and handling to The Eternal Light, 3080 Broadway, New York 27, New York. Our Eternal Light drama today, The Lot of Esther, was written by Peter Lyon. The music was composed by Morris Mamorski and conducted by Milton Kadams. Cantor David Putterman was the singer. Featured as Esther was Joan Loring, and Norman Rose was the narrator. The production was under the direction of Frank Patton. Free time to present The Eternal Light is made available by the National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations. This weekly program is presented under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.